You can't say f*** you on the radio, but you can text it. Text us BS and your message to 69187. It's BS in the morning.
How many weeks has this been in the process of, I mean, it's like three now,
four? It's been a while.
Yeah, almost
it's probably
month.
The longest running investigation on PS in the morning. Look, someone left a disgusting amount of pubes up on the front lip.
Even one pube would be disgusting.
Yeah, that's normal,
though.
That's
like normal. This is...
Ew.
This was a... It was a tumbleweed of pubic hair left on the front lip of the urinal. Ugh, my God. It was disgusting. So what ended up happening, we interviewed people. That was to no avail. And when we interviewed Steven, he revealed that he kept some of the pubic hair.
Yes.
Okay. Of all people.
I know.
Because he was quite upset at the amount of pubes. He thought it was an egregious act.
Yes.
Well, because of his disgusting habits, what we've done, we've now sent it in for a DNA sample. Greg, you're going to go make the phone call.
Yes, I have to go call the DNA testing facility, and I will get numbers that correspond with people's names, and we'll go through the list, and we'll eliminate and see what happens.
Okay, good. Because I see like seven people waiting outside the studio.
Yeah, there's a bunch of idiots out there right now in a line waiting to come in.
So. I love it.
We got ESPN. We got digital. We got cleaning people. We got everybody in the building.
I just like how we're interrupting every other show for our show.
Yeah.
But dude, honestly, you should have seen the shockwave of disgust that went through this building.
Yeah.
Like HR was concerned about the amount of pubes left on the air. It was ridiculous. So Greg, please go make the phone call. In 4 minutes, we are going to be coming back with the results of PubeGate 2019.
Pubes. Urinal. Mystery. The gripping results of PubeGate 2019.
BS in the morning. Oh, for God's sakes.
Oh, my God.
What are you doing?
Steven.
Steven.
Who's that?
You picked up.
Don't answer.
What are you answering the phone for?
West Virginia, time is money.
I'll call you back. Bye. Turn on silent.
How unprofessional.
Pubes on this guy.
PubeGate 2019. It is time to discover out whose pubes, a copious, disgusting amount of pubes, were left on the front lip of the men's urinal. We are finding out the results now. Greg, you have made the call.
I have made the phone call.
Okay. You have the results.
Yes.
I don't understand. How did the results come down to us?
All right. So basically, there was a large clump of pube crap that I found on a toilet a few weeks ago. It does take a couple weeks. We did interview people. We found some people that seemed like we could believe them. Some people that,
Yes.
So
we've interviewed every single one of these men in this room right now.
Yes. Okay. So basically what we did is Steven took a sample off the toilet and I sent it in. I'm not going to tell you the company name because they made us pay for it. So, so here we go. I have the numbers. If I call your number... tell me if it's you or not or whatever, and we'll go from there. Okay.
Okay. Here we go. So everyone in here has a number.
Yes.
Okay. We have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 people that are on the docket.
I have the
10. Chris is here as well.
So if I call your number, please step to the mic and find out if you are guilty. 22946. Who is that?
Ooh.
Please state your name for the record.
We'll go with Mark.
Okay, Mark, get closer to the mic there. Mark from Promotions.
Mark from Promotions has been waxing for the last 15 years.
I kind of knew it wasn't you anyway because the pubes weren't like radioactive red or whatever.
So.
I'm saying that.
You said the lip of the bowl. I go deep in a urinal.
Mark, you are not the puber.
Mark, how do you feel about this?
Pretty much the same idea as I walked in.
All right, Mark, thank you. You are not the puber. All right.
All right. Good job. All right, next up. 22947.
No!
Who is 22947?
No, not that. This mic over there. Get over there. What do we
got? Ed Graney.
Ed Graney
press box.
I sent the cubes in. They tested them. Hey. You are not the pubic.
Yes,
wow.
Yes.
Wow.
Look, if Mark was getting out of here with red hair, I was right behind him, my friend. This was not me. Izzy had a better chance than me.
What?
It was not me.
Hello. Good.
I don't know, man. You got some white hair, too, though, dude.
Oh, man.
Really? Salerno coming at me,
your
yeah.
Pubes could have been like Storm from X-Men, maybe.
Wow. You're just upset you didn't get me, Salerno. I'm sure you cut off some red pubes and sent them in trying to get them me. And thanks a lot, buddy.
No problem.
All right. There's all right. Ed Green from the press box.
Get the hell out of here.
All right. There all you right. go. Thank you,
next
Ed.
Next up, 22948. 22948.
Oh, this is getting, no, look, look.
Oh, man.
I remember interviewing
uh-oh.
Clay.
Yeah.
Greg, you interviewed Clay, and Clay goes, it might be me.
That's what
he said. And here is your accent right now.
You know, it was a rough morning when all that went down, and I barely remembered coming in, and I do remember coming in after you started to freak out, so I'm in the realm.
All right, Clay Baker from ESPN 1100, the press box with Ed Graney.
Clay Baker.
Please, 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 please.
From the press.
You are not the pubic. Yes. 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 It's not me.
It's not me. It's not me.
Woo. Oh, my God. You got so aggressive there, Clay.
All right, go back over to sports, guys.
All right, yeah. There
bye.
Goes the competitive nature of the sports guys. All right.
22949.
All right.
22949.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, yeah.
It's Jeremy from Digital.
He was somebody we thought that maybe it could be him. He's a very hairy guy.
What yes. The?
They were.
Well, you got a good
I
thick
mean, I
beard.
Am too, I'm just saying, you know, you have
okay.
a big beard
all
and
right.
everything.
All right.
Yeah.
The pubes were generally a color we thought would match you.
Yeah, yeah. You have black beard.
Mm-hmm.
You were also
yeah.
very combative when we asked you about
you
it.
You were, yes.
Yeah.
I mean, you're
yeah.
normally a dick, but you were even more than usual.
Yeah, it was like really mean.
So,
yeah.
here
yeah.
we go. Jeremy.
Hmm.
You are not the puberty.
Oh, my God.
Of course what? I'm not the puber. I
guys,
told you from the beginning, you morons.
Don't get mad at us.
Every yeah. time.
We're
you know
equally,
what?
You know.
Why are you on your phone, Raggedy Ann and Andy, you know, and having to do all this stuff? Yeah, this is a waste of my time. I don't even know how you guys are still on the air.
All right.
There's our
I'm
digital department. Okay.
Here we go.
There goes Jeremy. Very upset.
22951. 22954.
Oh.
So this is an interesting one.
This is.
Yeah.
This is our cleaning man.
Because, Steven, in general, when you do something like this, it's the whoever smelt it dealt it rule, right?
Yes, you I know? Can
is
see
this
that.
High school?
Now,
no.
technically, I did find them, but Steven actually took them and put them in a bag.
Yes, but also, Steven is the cleaning guy. So for him to leave the pubes, I cannot
yeah,
picture Steven
yeah.
having to clean up his own pubes and getting upset
plus,
and taking a sample.
I don't know how the club would get on there because he doesn't shave or do anything, right?
Yeah, that doesn't make
like
sense.
Like, Steven, you don't shave your pubes, right?
No.
All right. That's disgusting.
Steven,
you...
Not here, anyways.
Leave him alone.
All right, here we go.
We already know Steven doesn't.
Steven, the cleaning guy, a.k.a. Bleep Blop, you... are not the puber, Steven. You're
wow.
good.
Oh, shock and surprise. It's as if I never knew this would be the answer. You're wasting my time, Sparks.
Yes.
What are you going to mean, bro?
He's blaming you.
Don't blame me.
I'm blaming
don't
all of you.
Okay.
All right, whatever.
All right, thanks
for the evidence. Get out of here.
Thanks for the sample.
Easy. You're fine.
All right, next up. This is actually the last. Okay. 22950. 22.
Oh, that would be me.
Magnum over there, Chris Chapman.
Magnum Chapman. From Fox Sports and 98.9 FM, 1340 AM.
We took a sample.
Uh-oh.
Sent it into the DNA lab looking for the puber. Chris Chapman, you are not the puber.
What?
Oh, man.
What's going on?
I mean, obviously.
Don't give okay. me this obviously.
Now, hold on a second here. Yeah. So now...
Wait.
So now,
what is who? How many other people do we have on the list?
I'll tell you who else on the list. Only people on the show.
What?
Yes.
What?
So the only people left are myself, Izzy, Sparks, and Mateo.
What?
I got my money on Izzy.
What?
Yeah.
Screw you, Chris. Me. Why do you here?
Okay.
Unreal.
All right.
Look. Let's break here. When we come back, it's now turned inward. We're gonna find out.
Oh my God.
Who in the room left the pubes?
This is crazy.
Okay. I'm definitely thinking it's Izzy now.
What?
All right. Yeah, definitely
come
you.
On.
Yeah, they're the least expected.
No
all right.
Way.
That's next on BS in the Morning.
pubes, urinal, mystery, the gripping results of PubeGate 2019.
Okay, I am still rightfully blown away that this is all going down. We had how many, 10 people in here or something?
At least.
This is nuts, dude. Someone, okay, I'm looking back. I think it was maybe last month in September sometime. Yeah. We went back. Somebody left a giant pile of pubes on the urinal. It was disgusting. It was egregious. In my opinion, it was intentional.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? We got to find out who this person is. Secondly, our cleaning guy kept a sample.
Mm-hmm.
This is definitely par for the course of Steven, because he cleans out the vehicles, he writes down who uses them last, he goes around, he interviews people. Like, yeah. This is a thing that he does. He sends out an
it's
email.
It's like Dragnet.
Exactly. He sends out
just
emails.
Just the facts, man.
To the whole staff. Right. Sales is getting emails from him, and he's very upset a lot of the time. So, thank you to Steven. Due diligence, we were able to take some sample, send it in for DNA testing. We finally have the results. 9 people in here, whatever, 10 people in here. It has now come down to somebody in this room's pubic hair was left on the front lip of the urinal in the bathroom here. Blown away. 876-3692. Who do you think it is? We're going to start with guesses here before we get to the results. Do you think it was Greg, myself, Izzy, or Mateo? And I said that in order of... just who's in the room, not my own personal bias. Because I have someone in my own mind who I think it is. You want to say it?
Are you going to say it? I don't know. Are you going to say it?
I'm looking at you, Izzy. I'm totally looking at you. No, like, to be honest.
Dude, she would
you are the least expected. So, of course, it's got to be you because... guys are so cognizant of that and that going around. I think you were like, I don't want... it might not even be pubes. Maybe it's armpit hair. Maybe it's some other sort of body. Maybe it's from your head.
Definitely pubes.
Maybe you had like floods on the back of your neck. You needed a trim up. Or, I don't know.
No,
I don't know what else.
It's definitely pubes.
You think it's pubes?
I know it was. I saw it.
Well,
definitely
it definitely
pubes.
Looks like pubes,
no,
but who
pubes.
Knows? I've never seen lady
Izzy would
leg
have to,
hair.
Like, reverse cowgirl the urinal to get him on there.
Did you?
That's true.
Do you have, like, leg hair that you're like, I didn't shave today, and
no.
You shaved, and you just threw all the pile on the
no.
urinal? Like, blame a dude.
I don't.
I'm looking at you.
Okay,
I'm
whatever.
Looking at you over here.
All right. I'm cool as a cucumber because I didn't do it.
There you go.
Can I say my guess?
Yeah.
Greg. Whoever smelt it, dealt it.
Greg was the first one.
He claims he shaves. I don't know.
Yeah. Right.
I've never seen.
Yeah.
We'll see.
All right. Let's go to the phones. 876-3692. Who do you think it was? Dude, I'm thinking it's Izzy. Just because it's so unexpected. Let's go to... let's start with Kevin.
Don't care what your real name is. I'm going to call you Kevin.
Yo, Kev. Thank
thanks,
you.
Kevin.
Rockefeller, what's up?
Howdy.
Hey, man.
You remember me, Sparks?
No.
I called in a month ago, and I said it then, and it's not changed. It's you.
You think I'm the pew bandit?
It's the only one. You're the only one it could be.
Why would it be me? What's your reasoning behind it's me?
If it was Izzy, I think you would have went to a stall. I think that's more ladylike. Even if you're going to leave pubes, I feel like you'd be more ladylike to leave them in a stall. And Greg is probably the most trustworthy person I've ever heard on the
what?
Radio.
Thank you.
So,
are you kidding me?
No, he's right. He's got a good point.
What are you talking about? Greg's the most trustworthy?
Logic and facts.
Yep.
Logic and facts.
That's true.
Oh, my God. Oh, so you think that I'm the biggest liar on the show?
No. Not necessarily, but probably the one with the least pubes right now. Because they were left on the stall.
I can't believe you, Rockefeller. All right, get out of here.
Fantastic call,
that's
Rockefeller.
That's a horrible call.
Fantastic.
Was it me?
Please welcome the adorable Colin.
Colin.
What's happening?
What you think, man?
I think it's going to be inconclusive.
Okay.
Oh, the results are good. Why do you think the results are inconclusive?
Well, because it doesn't match any of you guys, really. And you guys always say you all shave already. So I'm thinking it's probably a front office person trying to set you up.
All right, can I give a little spoiler, or do you want me to
Yeah, no, please, go ahead. What's up?
I'll tell you right now, It's not inconclusive.
Oh my God!
Oh my God!
Oh my God! Oh my God!
I cannot wait!
Oh my God!
Are you serious right now? Let's go to this.
Hello, everybody. Shut up, Joseph.
Hot take. This better be on topic. Shut up, Joe.
It is on topic. I promise. I'm sticking with my original guess.
Yeah.
I guarantee 100% it's Mateo, and I'll tell you why. His living situation at that time was a little bit not copacetic for manscaping at that house he was at before.
Yeah.
And I think he thought he had some private time at the office, at the bathroom there, and that's what he did. Apparently, he just couldn't do it.
Wow. Interesting theory there. Wait, Mateo, don't answer that real quick. Do you want to? You're shaking your head no.
I wouldn't even.
Nah. All right, there you go. All right.
Bye.
He's denying it. That's fine. Thank you. Shut up, Joe. Okay. Appreciate it. Let's go to Chris. What's up, Chris?
What's up, guys?
Hey, man, what you got?
I'm just doing it just to get a rouse out of Izzy. You know, I think it's Izzy.
All right, hang up on yourself.
All right. That sounds like it could be any one of us, and the results are not inconclusive. Yeah. We've had guesses across the board here.
Another one for Greg. Tagger for Show on Instagram said, "It was Greg, but it may not be his. He planted it just to start this whole plot. So he thinks you stole somebody else's pubes."
Jesus, what an elaborate.
Yes. But I'm going to tell you right now, that's not what happened. It's somebody in this room sitting right now is the person.
Okay. Well, I guess we'll find out exactly who it is. That'll be happening in 5 minutes, top of 8 o'clock. And if you don't know what's going on, you haven't seen the pube picture, it has just been posted up there at BS in the Morning on Instagram. Go check it out for yourself, because Jesus Christ, it is heinous. It is disgusting. It is ridiculous. And you're going to find out exactly whose pubes it is coming up here in 5.
Pubes. Urinal. Mystery.
Mystery. Mystery.
The gripping results of PubeGate 2019.
Somebody left their pubes on the front lip of the urinal. We've gone through nearly a dozen people here in the building. Interview them. That went nowhere. We then collected samples. We then sent in those samples for DNA testing to compare to the urinal pubes. Did we spend all of this year's budget on this? Yes, we did. It's fine. It needed to be dealt with. It was disgusting. If you don't know the picture, or you haven't seen the picture of the pubes, by all means, get up there. Instagram, at BS in the Morning. It is grotesque. It is disgusting. Now, Greg, you have the results.
That's correct.
We're going to be reading these results back here. I will say this. We have an extra prize. Let's get the fifth man in on this and see whoever picks the person.
Ooh, I like some gambling.
We'll also get hooked up with a prize. 876-3692. We'll go with, don't answer it, Mateo. I'll just grab it. We'll start with caller number 10 right now. So number 10, you'll get a guess. There's 4 people in here. So 10 will get a guess. 11 will get a guess. Whatever leftovers will be. 10, 11, 12, 13. That's what we need. Callers number 10, 11, 12, 13. 876-3692. And we'll hook you up with... That sounds good. Let's go 2 weekend passes to the 19th annual Bike Fest in downtown Las Vegas. Some hairy bikers. Maybe you know the pubes. And who is the culprit, or we're calling him the puber or the pube bandit. Both names have been thrown out there. Here we go. Caller number 10, BS in the Morning. Hello, who's this?
This is Dan.
Dan, you have the very first guess at either Greg, myself, Izzy, or Mateo. Who do you think it is?
I am going Mateo. All
right. Dan's going Mateo.
A lot of people been going for Mateo.
Put you on hold there, Dan.
All right, brother.
All right. BS in the Morning, who's this?
Hey, it's Big John.
Big John, what's your guess? Mateo's off the table. What's your guess?
Who do I have picked?
What?
Just pick either Izzy, Greg, or myself.
You, Sparks. You dirty, nasty...
All right. John, hold.
God.
Okay. He's picking Sparks. Got it. BS in the Morning, who's this?
This is Gio.
Jim?
Gio.
Gio.
Oh, Gio. Okay, Gio.
Your hearing sucks.
Do you want Izzy or Greg?
I'm going to go with Greg.
Going to go with Greg.
Ooh, he's on my side.
Okay, put you on hold. Gio's on this line. Got it. And let's go here. BS in the morning, what's your name?
5150.
Oh, man.
Oh, he knows the answer, he thinks.
You're left over with Izzy. You're confident that it's Izzy because he went with 5150. Is that correct?
Well, I guess if it's Izzy, it's got to be Izzy.
Good thinking.
Logic. What? Okay. All right, put you on hold, 5150. There we go. Dan says Mateo. Big John says me. Gio says Greg. 5150 says Izzy. Remember, you get hooked up with those Bike Fest tickets if you are the person with the correct guess. Now, we have our number. We all have our numbers corresponding with who it is.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Greg.
All right, first number. 22954.
Oh.
That's me.
Sparks.
Yes, Greg.
Oh, God. You are not the puber.
Wow. Okay.
I don't know why I was worried.
Didn't you already know you didn't do it?
I didn't do it. But I know. I was like so worried. I was like, what? Am I thinking about that right? Did I do something wrong? What did I do that day, man? Yeah, no, it wasn't me.
All right.
It wasn't me. It
wasn't Sparks.
Oh, my God. That means Big John, you're gone.
Yeah, get him out of here.
Yeah. See you later, Big John. All right.
All right. Next number.
Why am I so nervous right now?
22952. That's me.
Oh, okay. What's going on?
Greg. Greg has been accused. He's very hairy. People are saying it was him for sure.
Dude, text line blowing up saying it has to be Greg.
Yes.
And this whole time,
yeah.
Wow.
Everybody on the text line say, well, it's Greg.
I have the answer. Greg, you are not the pupil.
What?
So.
Really?
That is correct.
So take that, 689 that says,
that
it's Greg all
sense.
Day. He's the only one who could lie straight-faced about it. He did it as a good bit. He's a comedian. No, wrong.
I wish I did now. All right.
So bye, Gio. Gio,
I don't know if you guys have been paying attention. That means we're down to Izzy and Mateo.
God.
Izzy and Mateo.
Wait, my guess is still him. I'm on the board.
Yeah. All right.
As I said, it was
calm
Izzy.
Calm down.
And we have the answer.
Oh, my God.
When we come back from commercial.
Yes, that's right. Are you serious?
Yeah.
Oh, God. Okay, join Carlota as she's out at Lee's Liquor, 4427 East Sunset Road, for your last chance. Pre-registration for pre-registration day for a party for Henderson. Oh, Hot Rod Days. Oh, there you go.
Can you read?
Not when it's written like this. For your last chance pre-registration day party for Henderson Hot Rod Days. Oh, boy. Enjoy free barbecue and beverages. That's Lee's Discount Liquor, 4427 East Sunset Road. Carlotta is out there from 3 to 5 on Thursday. Let's do it.
Pubes, urinal, mystery, the gripping results of Pubegate 2019.
Hey, Greg, how does it feel to be vindicated, man?
Oh,
via DNA
man.
Samples.
Tell you what, until I even read it off myself, I was nervous for some reason.
I know, dude.
I don't even know.
I know. Pubegate 2019, this is it. I am so looking forward to finding out who left an egregious amount of pubes on the front lip of the urinal in the men's bathroom here at work. And I'm going to tell you something. We've interviewed 12 people. They all said it wasn't them. They're not liars. It wasn't them. We all sent in DNA samples. I was vindicated. It's not me. So if you thought it was me, screw you. Greg? Not you either.
Not I.
That means it's down to two people, Greg.
Yeah.
That means it's either Izzy, a lady, or it's Mateo, the call screener.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
We have two people on the line. Remember, if you chose correctly who it is, you're going to get hooked up with those Bike Fest tickets. Let's go to Dan here. Dan, you said it was Mateo. I just want to get your thoughts on how you feel right now. Are you pretty confident?
I'm very confident at this point.
Okay. Dan is very confident. Put you on hold. 5150. You sound like you wanted Izzy from the jump.
Yeah, screw you.
Well, I think with Izzy as the sort of new person on the show, she's setting everybody up, and she just set it there.
Oh, so it's like riled up. It's an inside job kind of thing. Okay, thank you, 5150. You know, my guess from the get was Izzy. Sorry, Izzy, I'm sticking with it. Because what a shot if I called that one. All right, here we go. Greg Salerno.
Yes.
Are you ready to read the results?
I am
the
ready.
Final results.
I am ready.
Let's do it.
Two. 9-5-3. Who is that?
It's me.
It's Izzy.
Oh my God. That means...
Okay, wait, is it Izzy? What do we say?
Hold on.
Oh, okay. I'm so nervous. I'm jumping on the thing here.
That's Izzy's number. Izzy.
What?
You are... not the puber!
Yeah! Damn it!
Oh my God!
Damn it!
Mateo!
That means it's Mateo. Hold on a second.
Oh my God.
Jump on the mic there, bro.
Come on, man. No.
That's
ridiculous, dude.
What are you doing?
Oh my God.
What are you doing?
I thought there was a
dude,
morning
that was
show,
disgusting.
Man.
Oh my God. Oh, you my are God. Disgusting.
Gross.
You are disgusting.
I'm about to fumigate my house.
Bro, what is going on?
When did you guys turn it into the Scooby-Doo game?
What is going
on? Come on, man.
What? Tell us what's going on. Are those, let's start here. Are those actually your pubes? Yes or no?
Those are definitely mine.
Oh my God. Why didn't you just tell us at the beginning?
What are you doing?
We didn't have to take it this far.
It blew up, man. I didn't expect it to blow up. What is going on here?
Oh my God.
It just took. Oh, no. I didn't expect it to blow up, man. Once it was on Instagram at BS in the Morning, it just took off. There were so many comments. I couldn't stop. I couldn't stop it at all, man.
So when Greg comes in, he's like,
oh,
dude, look at this. He took a picture of all the pubes. Those were yours, and you didn't be like, okay, Greg, just chill out, bro.
At first, if I didn't say anything, it would just like, you know, go under the rug. Just like,
what is going on?
Something else Greg's just complaining about, you know what I mean? I'm just like...
Why are you shaving your pubes at the work bathroom?
Yeah, I know. How did that even happen?
Yeah, were you shaving them or...
I was like,
don't tell me it fell out. That you definitely shaved, right? I mean, is that what
Yeah, and then when I went to the urinal, like, it just like fell out. I manscaped earlier in my like car before the show.
Why were you manscaping your car?
Oh my God.
What are you talking about? Why are you shaving your pubes in your car? You freak. What are you doing?
Dude, like, shut up, Joe was saying, man. Like, it was like a weird time where like I was in between homes and like I was just sleeping in my car a lot, you know, just like.
Is this when you were living with the family and the baby?
Yeah. I would hang out at the movie theater like just so I could have like AC because it was like super hot there. So I would.
Now I feel bad.
I know. I feel really bad.
So you would shave your pubes in the car.
With what, a water bottle?
No, I got like a little
water
can.
Bottle.
Like
water a, bottle? Like
yeah,
what are
you
talking
need water
about?
To shave.
Like an electric razor.
Oh. Girls don't use those.
Water
I
bottle.
Didn't know. We use regular razors.
Oh, okay. Whatever. All right. So you're shaving in your car? People are looking at you? You're doing it here in the parking lot?
Dude, I got tinted windows. My car's black. You can't see anything. I got to put the visor up, dude. There's no way you're going to see anything. I've seen you guys walk back and forth. You guys didn't even know I'm in my car all the time.
Wow.
Okay. All right. That's creepy. Now that I know your junk's in your hand while I walk around your car. So, okay. So you're shaving your pubes. Dude, this is gross, bro.
I feel bad.
I don't feel bad at all. He's fine.
Bad.
He's got a home. He lives with Greg now.
Nah, that's not the right song.
Yeah,
I screwed that up.
Oh, man.
Yeah, it's been crazy. Like, even at the house, like, my bathroom is, like, not functioning right now, so I have to use the main bathroom. So I have to, like, I've been, like, trying to cover up any, like,
you're not leaving any evidence around.
Just so, like, no. Dude,
Craig's like,
crazy.
Those pubes look familiar. Wow.
Wow. Did not expect that.
Dude, did you think that you could escape the DNA test?
Dude, once you guys started interviewing people, it was like getting crazy and like, everybody started accusing everybody. So I'm like, I don't know, maybe it'll just die off, you know? And then once the DNA sample came, I was just like, oh, man. Like, if I refuse, it's just going to be me. You know what I mean? So I was like, just jump on the horse and ride it, man.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
I was really hoping and like, everybody would think it was Izzy, and then we would just like forget about it.
Oh, screw you. Come on.
Dan, that means that you won, bro. Good job.
Woo-hoo.
And you had your guess. Well, you had
not quite the reason I thought, but
what was the reason you thought?
I honestly thought that, and maybe I just had my timing all wrong. I was thinking this happened when he was staying with Greg, and Greg like picked him off a soap bar or something and brought him in.
Oh,
that would be some nasty.
As a joke, but.
Oh,
I'll take the victory.
It's a whole weird, weird joke. All right, put you on hold.
All right.
There's Dan who takes the victory. So Dan thought that you were implicated in it, Greg.
Yeah.
As like a joke.
No.
You took it off his soap.
No, see, there was like a transitional period where he was still going back and forth and like he hadn't really moved in and all that stuff. So.
Wow. I can't wait for the dude I called it text from Shut Up Joe.
Oh,
now.
I know. Yeah. That's the one thing I don't want.
Oh, right here. Hey, it's Shut Up Joe. As I told you, 100%. It was, oh, this is before he announced it, before Greg, you announced it. That was going to be Mateo. I told you why it was going to be Mateo, and you guys said, no, no, no. I told you, and I was 100% correct. It is Mateo. All right. There's the Shut Up Joe.
Whatever.
Yeah, congratulations. All right, Mateo, I'm glad this isn't going to be a normal thing. You feel better? Like this is out in the open? Like you're living with a secret?
I guess. I mean, whatever.
Okay, all right.
Now he wants it to die.
Yeah, I know. All right. Dude, you know how much money we blew on this?
I know.
You
could have
just told us.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, there you go. The Pew Bandit.
We had the whole station in here.
We got HR sending emails about people like, hey, clean up in the toilet. Oh, God. All right, well, there you go. The gripping results. Mateo is officially the Pube Bandit.
BS in the morning.
They keep me entertained during my drive to work.
BS in the morning.
You guys are dicks, but I like it.
On Comp 92.3.